Get back, just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, January 31st, last day of January 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the county conventions are over. They voted. They chose candidates to go to Detroit February 21st and 22nd to attend the Michigan Republican Party's state convention. Caucuses will be Friday night by districts, 1st through 13 congressional districts on Friday night. Saturday will be the state's convention. Over 2,000 delegates chosen last night at county conventions statewide will be meeting to hear the nominating speeches, the seconding speeches, that's what I meant to say. Then they will hear the stump speeches and then vote for Michigan Republican Party chair. Simultaneously, same day, different location, Democrats will be doing the same thing. Very critical election for leadership of the state parties. Shaping up to be a huge multi-million dollars coming into Michigan in 2026. Candidates announcing for different races. Mike Rogers is going to try a redo, claiming that he got the most Republican votes for U.S. Senate in the history of the state of Michigan in his losing to Elisa Slotkin. Rogers doesn't get it. While Michiganders elected Donald Trump, Trump won Michigan, Rogers did not. Why? Because the base core patriot conservatives didn't support him. I got to be honest, folks. I held my nose and voted for him. But many of you didn't. And as a result, he lost, I think, by like 18,000, while Donald Trump won Michigan by over 80,000. Well, the bottom line, we need a better candidate than Rogers if we're going to win against those announcing for the U.S. Senate. It cannot be Mike Rogers. We have to be loud. We absolutely have to let him know how we feel about him. We go to these events, he shows up, if he shows up. And I pray to God, Lord Jesus, stay out of this race, Mr. President. Donald Trump, if you're listening, do not endorse in the U.S. Senate race. Make Mike Rogers come to these events. Make him earn it. Because once he got your endorsement, he didn't attend anything. The only thing he did attend was the Charlevoix County Republican Lincoln Day dinner in Boyne City. Well, tonight at 7 o'clock, they, the same group, Charlevoix County GOP, are hosting the candidates for state party chair. All four of them will be there. I talked to Jim Runstadt late last night about 11:30, and he said that he was in both Oakland and Macomb County conventions, was allowed to speak, and got huge, huge applause and support. Looking forward to coming to the 1st District, Charlevoix, tonight. Text me event, and I'll send you the flyer. Short break. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, you woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. For delegates, voting delegates going to Detroit, text me, event, and I will send you the flyer for tonight. This is going to be Northern Michigan's only opportunity, the only opportunity to be able to see all four of the candidates in one room gathered tonight. Walloon Lake. I'm going to pull up the flyer and get the correct name of the place for your GPS. Boyne Valley Vineyards. 7 p.m. tonight, Walloon Lake, Michigan. Republican precinct delegates invited only. If you are a delegate, you want this flyer, text me event. I'll send it to you. You have to send an email before 5 p.m. today to RSVP, Charlevoix County, GOP, at gmail.com. Charlevoix County GOP at gmail.com, because space is limited and it is for voting precinct delegates only. So please, please, please make sure you're a delegate that's going to be going to state convention, and I'll send you the flyer. There's Donna and Jerry. I see that you tried to call me during the break. I have the phone turned off during breaks. So what I will do is send you the flyer right now. Now, if you want to watch the event, you go to their Facebook page, Charlevoix County GOP's Facebook page, and they will have a link of a video of this event on their Facebook page. I'm going in person. I'll be there starting at 7 o'clock. However, if you want to watch it, you can do it via their Facebook page. And why will this not let me go to photos? Okay, this is not working. I have to do a reset, folks. I'm sorry. Let's click on this. Go to share. Go to Donna and Jerry. And hit it. There we go. Okay, now, Donna, Jerry, it's coming through. You'll be able to get it. For precinct delegates only going to Detroit, should you be attending this event? Let's see. Cliff Tolini agrees with me regarding Rogers. Here's the bottom line, and I spoke to Jim Runstead about this last night. I said, did you see Rogers is making the announcement that he's running again for the U.S. Senate? And he said, yes. Unfortunately, I did. And I said, so what's your take on him? He says, Randy, like you, I pinched my nose and voted for him. But he lost me. He lost me when he would not participate in the primary election on August 6th. And I said, exactly. He wouldn't debate the other candidates. All he did was work to get Donald Trump's endorsement and then run TV ads showing Donald Trump shaking his hand on stage and saying that Donald Trump endorsed me, therefore vote for me in the primary. Rusty Chatfield did it. Many others did it. And he easily won the primary. The debate against Slotkin was a joke. They both have the same basic resume, and former congressman, she was an existing serving congressman in the U.S. House of Representatives. And how is it in a presidential election, November 5th of 2024, how is it Donald Trump can win Michigan by 80,000 votes, but yet Rogers loses by 18,000. Folks, that's a 98,000 vote swing. Well, very simple. Two counties. It literally came down to two counties that have proven on a statewide race, you must win these two counties in order to be victorious. Which two counties? Muskegon and Saginaw. The Saginaw County Republican Party endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Saginaw County voted for Dr. Sherry. Muskegon, the exact same thing. How can you not win those two counties if you're endorsed by President Donald Trump? Mike Rogers proved it could happen. And I'm predicting if he is going to be endorsed by Trump again, he's going to lose this one again. Because the people, the grassroots base of the Republican voters in the state of Michigan are not establishment. I don't know how long it's going to take for the establishment to understand that we outnumber them. Christian conservatives, fiscal conservatives, constitutional conservatives, patriots outnumber the rhinos. Why? Because the rhinos are dying. It's that simple. The Bill Milikens of this Republican Party in the state of Michigan are dying off. Patriots, new to the party, starting back in 2010 as a result of the Tea Party movement that got involved in the Michigan Republican Party, is what has given it its victories. Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, that year got elected governor and lieutenant governor. Kevin Elsenheimer, a judge now in Antrim and Grand Traverse County, Leelanau counties, was the minority leader for the State House of Representatives in 2010. I know because I met with him. He tried to talk me out of primary challenging Howard Walker. I refused. I forced Howard to debate me to make him a better candidate, to put the fear of God into his butt, and to make sure he was going to vote for right to work. Which, by the way, he did his first term. But here is the point. They went from 47 Republicans. That's how bad it was in Lansing, folks. For those of you who may not know, in 2010, Kevin Elsenheimer, now Judge Elsenheimer, led the Fighting 47. That's what they called it, the Fighting 47. To 63 Democrats, making up the 110 state representatives in Lansing heading into the 2010 election. Not only did we, the Patriots, the conservatives, join the Republican Party, get involved in the Republican Party. I was leading three different Tea Party groups at the time, heading into the 2010 spring primary. They heard from us. We put the fear of God into them. As a result, our movement got out and voted and gave them victories, trifecta across the board. They won the governorship. They took back the House. They took back or maintained the Senate, but gained seats, expanded their majority in the Senate. So much so, 38 state senators, folks. 38 state senators. Republicans had, I think it was a two-seat or three-seat majority heading into that November 2010 election. When they got done, they walked out, they got 26 Republican state senators. I remember this, Claire Zabel. Why? Because then at the time, they chose Senate Majority Leader in the Senate to be Randy Richardville. He was anti-right to work. Why? Because he was bought and paid for by the unions at the time. They had donated to his campaign, to his leadership pack, which gave him hundreds of thousands of dollars to dole out to senators to get them to vote for him to be the Senate Majority Leader. I remember, clear as a bell, that once they had their vote and he became a Senate Majority Leader, he told the Democrats, I'm going to use your caucus room. Why? Because there's only 12 Democrats, and if you go into the elevator at the Capitol building, the Otis elevator says clearly on there that the capacity for the elevator is 12. So you guys can go caucus in the elevator, being a smart, snarky a-hole that he was. Well, bottom line, we got right to work done. In the end, Randy Richville not only allowed a floor vote for it, but he voted for it. And then gave a speech in support of Snyder signing it 5 days later. That's Michigan history, folks. December 6, 2012, at 6:30 p.m., they took a vote on right to work. And we became the 24th right to work state. They attached $1 million appropriation to it to be able to print up posters to go into break rooms across the state of Michigan. If you were an employer, if you were an employer with more than 10 employees, you got mailed a poster to hang in the break room telling the workers that Michigan was a right to work state. And if you were forced to be in a union, you did not have to pay dues. When they did that, they made it so that it could not be challenged in court. What happened in 2023 after the midterm elections, when many people voted in 2020 for the presidential race, Donald Trump against Joe Biden? Well, you guys didn't like the results of that presidential election in Michigan. You set out 2022. What happened? The Democrats took the trifecta back. The Democrats did to this state exactly what the Republicans did in 2010. The trifecta was Republican. We passed right to work. We did many great things legislatively for the state. Democrats in 22 undid it all. One of their very first votes was to repeal right to work, reinstate prevailing wage union laws in the state. And the rest is history, as they say, of all the things they did in 2023 and continued to do in 2024. We cannot let that happen in 2026. We need a good Republican candidate for governor. We need to replace some state senators. We need to replace some state reps and send a strong message. We are the grassroots of this party. You rhino establishment people and your candidates, we're not going to vote for them in 26. You want to lose everything again? This is on you, establishment. This is not on us. We are not backing down. We are not going away. We will show up en masse if you pick the right candidate. If you guys shove another rhino down our throats, good luck. You want Michigan to continue to decline? Shove a rhino down our throats. This is going to be a war, folks, in 2026. And we are preparing for battle. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big story.